It's been more than 10 minutes in silence. He must think I'm bored or not interested in him. The silence is suffocating. What am I supposed to do? I'm at a loss, but... What? What was I thinking about? Well... Oh, what should I say? In school, you're taught to speak correctly, to appreciate complex literary works, to know the difference between poetry and theater. And yet, I cannot do something as simple as answer a question. I'll just say the first thing that comes to my mind. I was thinking about the sky. The sky. What was I thinking? Such a vague and dull thing to say. He's so close and so distant in his way, constantly checking my movements and gestures. Any minimal error I could commit would possibly be identified by him. And we're back to silence once more. Great. We're not that far away from each other. I could even reach over and feel his hand. And yet, why do I feel like there's this huge, empty space between us? Is everything all right? It is? Good. Is it, though? I mean, he said so. That must mean it's all right, doesn't it? I know that he's honest. I have no doubts about that. But at the same time, that very honesty is the thing that scares me so much. Oh, what do I think about this guy? Have you ever wondered if the sky has feelings for the ground? What? Why did I say that of all things? Of all the things I could say, I came up with that. Great, now he's looking at me with those wide eyes and probably wondering if I'm a sane person. I mean, it's always so far away from the ground, you know, so distant. Whatever happens, they'll never be able to contact each other. It must be really sad for them. Oh, good job, you made him look down. Come on, we've been like this for hours. This silence between us. I have to say something. Here goes nothing. But some things bond them. For example, the sky cries. The earth takes those tears and dries them away, right? Yeah, the rain. It kind of connects them if you think about it. Oh, and also, what if the clouds are just the sky's thoughts? Yeah, like, maybe, the clouds are too foggy for the ground to tell what the sky's thinking? But yeah, they're still visible. Something as rigid as the earth. If you think about it, the rays of sunshine are still sent from the sky to the ground, even on cloudy days. So some rays of sunshine touch the ground. Yeah, so they can, like, share happiness, despite being so far apart from each other. They still have things that can make them interact and kind of understand each other. Well, that made absolutely no fucking sense whatsoever. I just want him to like me. Why do I feel like this? He's been staring at me for quite some time now. It's a bit frightening, but I guess I don't feel the void that was dividing us anymore. And I was able to talk a lot. Apparently, he's been thinking about it. Did I do well? Sorry, my head is really in the clouds, isn't it? No pun intended, I guess. I just... What? That was nice. I mean, really nice. You didn't know what to do either. Well, same. I guess I was making an analogy for us. Yeah, it's not like we're cold to each other, but there was this whole empty space between us. I always think of you as someone so above me, somebody so unreachable, almost divine. But me, I'm just me. Nothing special or interesting. None of that. You think I'm the sky? What? I'm not above you. Well, I guess we can agree to disagree on that one. At least we can say we have no more clouds between us. I have nothing to hide, do you? Good. We're on the same ground. Oh, I didn't mean the pun that time either. Love you so much. I was doubting myself and our relationship. But now I'm entirely sure about this. Yeah. After all, if we look at the horizon, the sky, and the ground, end up together.